Imagine walking into a high-stakes conversation, feeling completely prepared, knowing exactly how to navigate the complex human dynamics at play. This isn't just about haggling over prices. It's about understanding that true negotiation transforms confrontation into collaboration. The most successful negotiators don't see themselves as warriors in battle, but as architects designing solutions that benefit everyone involved. They recognize that the goal isn't merely to extract concessions, but to create value through mutual understanding. When Apple's Tim Cook negotiates with suppliers, he isn't just driving hard bargains. He's building relationships that create billions in value while ensuring suppliers remain profitable partners. This approach has resolved everything from international conflicts to everyday workplace disagreements, proving that negotiation isn't about manipulation, but about aligning interests to achieve better outcomes for all. Have you ever wondered why some negotiations feel impossible to resolve? The answer often lies in our natural tendency to focus on positions rather than underlying interests. When environmental activists and developers clash over land use, stating positions like no development versus we must build creates deadlock. However, exploring interests, we want to preserve wildlife habitats versus we need economic growth, often reveals compatible solutions like concentrated development with protected conservation areas. The psychological shift from positional bargaining to interest-based negotiation activates different neural pathways. We move from defensive, amygdala-driven responses to more creative, prefrontal cortex engagement. This explains why collaborative negotiators consistently achieve better outcomes than aggressive ones. When negotiating a salary increase, focusing solely on what you want might trigger resistance. Instead, framing your request around how your contributions solve organizational problems often leads to more favorable responses. This subtle shift from "I need" to "we benefit" creates space for creative solutions that serve everyone's core interests. Even experienced negotiators fall into predictable traps that undermine their effectiveness. The most damaging is neglecting the other side's problem. When a technology firm couldn't understand why clients hesitated to buy their superior product, they discovered regulatory hurdles made their solution undesirable, despite its technical advantages. Had they investigated their clients' constraints earlier, they could have adapted accordingly. Another common mistake is letting price bulldoze other interests. We instinctively focus on financial terms, but relationships, fairness, and reputation often matter more. I've witnessed negotiations where slightly lower prices were rejected in favor of partners offering better collaboration and long-term support. The lesson? Price is rarely the only consideration. Other traps include focusing exclusively on common ground when differences often create the greatest opportunities, neglecting implementation challenges, allowing emotions to drive decisions, and failing to prepare adequately. These habits persist because they align with our intuitive approach to conflict. Overcoming them requires conscious effort and fundamentally rethinking how we approach the negotiation process itself. Counterintuitively, searching too hard for common ground can actually limit negotiation success. While finding areas of agreement creates a foundation, the greatest value emerges from differences in priorities and interests. This concept, known as trading on differences, is fundamental to creating breakthrough agreements. Consider Egypt and Israel negotiating over the Sinai Peninsula. Had they focused only on common interests, they might have settled for dividing the territory. Instead, by exploring their different priorities, Israel's security concerns versus Egypt's sovereignty needs, they crafted an agreement where Egypt received sovereignty while Israel secured demilitarization guarantees. Both achieved their highest priorities precisely because their interests differed. This principle applies universally. When negotiating job offers, candidates and employers often have different priorities regarding salary, benefits, and responsibilities. Creative solutions emerge. Perhaps a lower base salary with performance bonuses, additional vacation instead of higher pay, or flexible work arrangements that cost employers little but hold tremendous value for candidates. The key insight: differences aren't obstacles, they're opportunities for value creation. When we recognize that others value certain elements differently than we do, we can trade items that cost us little but mean much to them, and vice versa. BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, is the cornerstone of negotiation power. Your strength comes not from status or argument, but from having quality alternatives if talks fail. Understanding and improving your BATNA often determines the difference between average and excellent deals. A sales executive exemplified this by subtly mentioning other interested companies during negotiations. Having cultivated real alternatives strengthened her position, leading the client to offer better terms to avoid losing the opportunity to competitors. To leverage BATNA effectively, develop alternatives before negotiations. Research options, build relationships with other partners, and create backup plans. Similarly, understand your counterpart's BATNA by researching their alternatives and positioning your solution as their best option. This principle applies universally. Job candidates with multiple offers get better terms, home buyers in slow markets have more leverage, and companies maintain multiple supplier relationships for competitive pricing. Your negotiating power directly reflects the strength of your alternatives. For decades, conventional wisdom suggested keeping emotions out of negotiations. However, contemporary research reveals that emotions aren't just inevitable, they can be strategically valuable when properly understood and managed. Anxiety typically emerges before or during negotiations and triggers an unhelpful flight response. Studies show anxious negotiators make lower initial offers, accept agreements more quickly, and achieve worse outcomes. The antidote isn't suppressing anxiety, but managing it through preparation, practice, and sometimes even acknowledging it to diffuse its power. Anger presents a more complex picture. While displaying anger can sometimes extract concessions from counterparts who fear conflict, it typically escalates tensions and damages relationships. When facing an angry counterpart, taking breaks, acknowledging concerns without becoming defensive, and reframing issues can help restore productive dialogue. Perhaps most interesting is the role of positive emotions. Happiness and excitement, while generally beneficial, can lead negotiators to make hasty concessions or overlook important details. The optimal emotional state combines positive engagement with analytical caution, what psychologists call eustress or positive stress. By viewing emotions as information and potential tools rather than obstacles, skilled negotiators gain an additional dimension of influence in creating value-maximizing agreements. The signature on a contract represents not the end of negotiation, but the beginning of implementation. Many agreements fail not because they were poorly negotiated, but because they weren't designed with execution in mind. The cautionary tale of AT&T and BT's concert joint venture illustrates this principle. Despite meticulous negotiation of terms, the venture collapsed because neither company adequately prepared their organizations for implementation. Effective negotiators adopt an implementation mindset from the outset, asking, "How will this work in practice?" They involve key stakeholders early, ensuring that those responsible for execution understand and support the agreement's goals. They anticipate potential obstacles and build mechanisms for addressing them into the agreement itself. Companies like HP Services demonstrate this by maintaining dedicated negotiation teams who remain involved post-agreement to ensure commitments align with capabilities. They measure success not by deals closed, but by value realized, a fundamental shift that transforms negotiation from an event to a value creation system. This approach requires treating negotiation as a business process rather than a heroic individual achievement, focusing on sustainable outcomes rather than momentary victories.